From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois, here with George Stelluto, music director of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. They're presenting a concert by Quartetto Gelato tomorrow night at the Peoria Civic Center. And they've been hosting cellist Michael Block and performances around the area all this week. George, so good to see you again.
Likewise.
I thought we'd start with tomorrow night's concert. I'm reminded of a concert that the PSO presented last fall with Lyle Lovett. Are these part of an attempt on the part of the orchestra to bring more than just classical music to the Peoria area?
Yeah, I would say that's a fair assessment of what we're trying to do. Lyle's concert was a particular kind of project that we were experimenting with, and we think it was a big success. And Quartetto Gelato is more mainstream classical, but with a great twist. So it's going to be an extremely fun concert and something that I think people will walk away from saying, wow, that was quite something.
I did a little bit of research about this concert and talk about the pre-concert music, the champagne, the wearing red, the jewelry. Talk about the brainstorming for this concert. I would have loved to have been a fly in the wall on this one.
Well, these Valentine's concerts are always fun because we're trying to figure out not only is it a special evening, and we want to make it, we kind of branded that day for us I think this is our third year of doing this, or fourth year, because we did two Gershwins, and then we did the concert last season. So this is the fourth of our Valentine's concerts, and they're going very well, and so we decided to shake it up a little bit with Quartetto Gelato, and it's fun to come up with these concepts and then to sit around with the staff, all of which are probably much more qualified than I am to talk about romantic evenings, and, they're like, oh, well, we should have champagne and we should have, chocolate available and things like that. So it's a lot of fun to hear them plan it and to participate in those conversations.
Now, musically, Quartetto Gelato has a lot of range. I mean, I've heard them play everything from Argentinian tangos to kind of Parisian hot jazz. They do a lot of world music. So can you give us a sense of what's in store musically for that concert?
Sure. I'll set the scene for you. This would be as if you went out to dinner in Peoria at some lovely restaurant and you had some nice wine and a great evening of companionship, and then you walked out the door and suddenly you're in early 20th century Paris, and it's about 2 a.m. and you just kind of happen into a bar or a late cafe at that time, and you come across a combination of a gypsy band, a jazz band, Edith Piaf singing torch songs, and a jazz group all playing together, like just deciding, hey, we all got off of our gigs earlier in the night and we're just going to get together and jam. And that's what you're going to find, because it's just delightful music. Like I said, it's part classical, part gypsy, part jazz, part popular, and they have such, to use a great French word, they carry it off with such elan that you will just be charmed the whole evening.
And what is it in particular that you think this will appeal to our sweethearts and our Valentines?
Well, we're kind of trying to turn the Civic Center Theater into a little French cafe for the evening. And it's an intimate group. They are very energetic, but very suave and very clever in the way they present the music. So it's a show. It's not just a concert. It's a show that you're going to go to and enjoy. And they've been doing it for a while. They kind of blazed the trail for this concept of classical music concerts with a twist, similar to what, say, the Silk Road Project is doing now. They were the ones that blazed this trail about 10, 15 years ago. And they were actually, I think, an NPR Artist of the Year. I think it was Performance Today's Artist of the Year. So they were getting a lot of play, and now they're world famous. So it's great to have them here. I think this is their Peoria debut.
Can you talk a little bit about the logistics of getting them? I mean, were they an ensemble that you had in mind for a while and you just had to make the schedules work out? Or was it you had the idea and they happened to be available that
week? Well, you know what's funny is I think I've said it on this show before with some of our guest artists. One of the great things about being a music director of an organization such as the Peoria Symphony Orchestra is you get to come up with the guest artists that you want. And, as you make your way through the conducting career, you kind of collect people and ideas. And you're like, gosh, I'd really love to have that pianist or this violinist come out and collaborate with them. But when I was basically a kid, I heard Quartetto Gelato and I heard those Performance Today features. And I was on my way to a violin lesson with my dad driving. And I was like, what is this? And then I had a terrible lesson that day because I kept thinking about what I had just heard on the radio. So that was my initiation to Quartetto Gelato. And then ever since, it was like, I want to keep track of them. I want to know what they're doing. And so, you know, we just made the calls and made it happen.
What are pyrotechnical solos? I read the paper that that's going to be a part of the...
The accordion player is like the three-time world champion accordion player. So he plays accordion and what else does he play? Viola or, you know, they all play multiple instruments and they're all virtuosos at it. So you've got an oboist, you've got one of them is an opera singer, one plays violin and accordion or something like that. The cellist is also wonderful. So pyrotechnic virtuoso displays will be like you would hear a rousing, you know, gypsy band playing something that's, I can't believe their fingers can move that fast or their, you know, their voice can do what it's doing. So that's really what that is all about.
Also this week, you've been presenting cellist Michael Block in venues around the Peoria area. Can you talk a little bit about some of the places you've been taking him and what he's been doing there? Because he's not just sitting down and playing the cello for an hour.
Oh, no, it's great. Michael now is the other generation of what I was saying. He's actually in the Silk Road Ensemble with Yo-Yo Ma. So they do amazing, innovative concerts where it'll be, you know, a Bach suite played by Michael or Yo-Yo, and then a Chinese pipa concerto with a pipa player from China. And then she also is an amazing singer. And then they'll go and do something else from some other part of the world. And then they'll come back and do some French classical music. So Mike's steeped in that tradition. He's worked with Yo-Yo, Mark O'Connor, all kind of people. So he's got just a rich background in this. And so we thought we'd make this whole week about celebrating the idea that music, great music is fun. Great music is great music. Doesn't matter where it comes from. And you can enjoy it almost anywhere. So whether you're in jeans or a tuxedo, you know, we wanted to create that atmosphere throughout this week. So Mike has been in hospitals, senior centers, schools, high schools. He's going to be working with the Youth Symphony here. I just came from a pop-up he did at 3030 Coffee. Last night he was at Kelleher's playing 2 hours with Jared Bartman, who's a local singer-songwriter. So it's just been a fantastic kind of celebration about how much fun music really is. And we've got Mike here all week and Quartetto Gelato at the end of the week, and it's all world class.
Mike is certainly fun in the flesh. I've seen Facebook posts of him flying all around with the cello.
Yes, he walks around. He actually developed a strap so he can walk around playing the cello. He did this at Carnegie with Silk Road and got a huge, great review in the New York Times about it. I think that's where he unveiled it. And so he's been doing that all week. And I think somebody asked me yesterday, I said, is it a smaller cello or what is it? You know, and he just walks around. So he'll do everything from Hank Williams to Bach to some rock and roll, and it's just fantastic. He just had these two little kids dancing in front of him at 30-30 while he was playing. It was fantastic.
I thought, how visceral, because he's right there. He's not on a stage. He is walking around, jumping about. He's really something else.
That's right. And Quartetto Gelato will be playing their concert on Saturday. Then Mike is joining us for our television series on Sunday. We'll be taping with him, so people will get to hear and see his artistry on television later on. So it's just part of a big week of celebrating music in almost any place you could imagine.
Well, and one of the things that I like about the idea of bringing someone like him to Peoria is that it also sends the message that classical music isn't just something that happens in a big theater. You can experience music anywhere, in a school, in a cafe, in a coffee shop.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, because I was thinking as you were asking this question about, I had a friend once, it's not just music, it's art. Art can be anywhere. I mean, we've got this great sculpture project going on now in Peoria. And I had a friend once who was studying art. He was getting his MFA in art at Bard College. And he said he had this cantankerous old art professor. And he said the first day he dragged us out, we walked all over town, and he would point to something and he'd say, can you do art in there? And they'd say yes. And he said at one point we got to a telephone booth. And he looked at me and said, can you do art in there? And the guy was like, my friend was like, I don't know. And he said, yeah, you can get in there and do some art, you know. So, you know, you can do it anywhere, and that's what we're trying to show people, is that it's not just for a concert hall, it's for everyday life, and we want to show how it can really just imbue your life with a kind of joy that is important and sustaining.
We've been talking with George Stelluto from the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. They've been presenting cellist Michael Block in appearances around Peoria. Tomorrow night, they present a concert with Quartetto Gelato. George, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
And Nathan Barry-Clore Floyd's new CD, Southland, is being released tonight at 7 p.m. with a concert at Forest Park Nature Center. This is the CD that has been several years in the making and is full of Barry's guitar, mastery, and his characteristic storytelling style. Plan to stop on by.
The Contemporary Arts Center presents live music every Friday as part of its Live at the Five Spot series. Tonight, they're featuring Change Up with saxophonist Paul Weddle. You might remember him from his appearances on Jazz from the Hilltop over the years. And because it's Valentine's Day, the performance is an hour longer tonight. It goes from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.